Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. This Tuesday, President Trump delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress. White House spokesman Sean Spicer previewed the speech Monday.
This includes tax and regulatory reform to provide relief to hardworking Americans and their businesses, making the workplace better for working parents, ensuring the families who have suffered under Obamacare's skyrocketing rates see it replaced with a patient-centered alternative, making sure every child in America has access to a good education, a rebuilding of our military, and fulfilling of our commitments to veterans, to whom we obviously owe a great deal of gratitude.
And some members of Congress did express to VOA what they expect tonight.
Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes President Trump charts a way forward on health care reform. But he told VOA that international matters also merit attention.
The more he can affirm our strong commitment to our transatlantic alliances, NATO in particular, I think that would be very welcome news to a lot of our European allies and to our, you know, our military all over the world, too.
Democrat Chris Van Hollen agrees.
He needs to make it clear that the United States stands up for human rights around the world, that we will support our allies, that we will not be collaborators with the Russians.
Trump's speech comes one day after the White House proposed a significant boost in U.S. military spending. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump is blaming his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, for recent protests against Republican lawmakers meeting with voters in their home states during a congressional recess. Mr. Trump told the Fox and Friends talk show that he thinks President Obama is behind it. This is VOA News.